Former President George H.W. Bush will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda in Washington until tomorrow morning. Then his funeral will be held at Washington National Cathedral. The following day, his body will be buried in Texas at his presidential library at Texas A&M University in College Station, his final resting place in the family plot next to his beloved wife, Barbara, and their 3-year-old daughter, Robin, who died of leukemia. Historians will debate his legacy, but individual Americans are already weighing in. Here are two students interviewed by KHOU-TV in Houston, gathered over the weekend on the campus of Texas A&M University to pay tribute.
We cannot replace him. There is no way, no chance.
He had this incredible grace and love that we need today.
Meanwhile, in Maine, two veterans at the American Legion in Kennebunkport told WCSH-TV that they remember Bush not just as a friend, but also for his service to the country.
Service before self, sacrifice, those are some of the key words that helped describe President Bush, his humility and his dedication to this nation.
I think he cared so much about the country because he was a World War veteran. He got shot down, and this was his country. He was protecting it, and he wanted to be president and protect it also.
George H.W. Bush had a lot of friends in Kennebunkport, Maine, where he and former First Lady Barbara Bush made their summer home on a piece of land that jutted out into the Atlantic, property that George Bush's mother developed more than 100 years ago. Two people in that group of friends, Helen Thorgelson and Bonnie Clement, who own HB Provisions, a general store in the small town, and had the unique privilege of a president at their wedding. Let's get the story from them. Helen, Bonnie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, we are.
And Bonnie, I'm going to start with you. Tell me the sense in Kennebunkport. I mean, many of us in New England have been up there. You know, you can go out to Walker's Point and look out at the house.
Right.
But tell me the sense of them in town there.
Well, we've certainly had a lot of conversations with people about this and our whole friendship with them. You know, the fact that they were just regular, down-home, family-friendly, genuine, generous people. I mean, they were a part of our town and a piece of the glue for our town that really a reason why a lot of people came into town. But they wanted to never make it about them. They wanted to make sure that the town continued to run and that it didn't. They tried to cause the least amount of disruption to it as things were happening in our town because it's a very big tourist area. We have a lot of people that come into town, and including them and their whole family.
It's one thing for them to come into the store and be good customers and lay low. But you and Helen, also had the experience of George H.W. Bush in his wheelchair and his wife, Barbara, coming to your wedding and being the witnesses and signing your license.
Yeah, we got engaged. He heard about it and contacted us and said, oh, so where's my invitation? Because, you know, we want to come to your wedding. And so we said, well, okay, but we haven't put him out yet. And then he kept asking us when we'd see him. He'd be like, I haven't seen my invitation yet. You sure it's in the mail? Then he would sort of send some of his other staff, go and ask them if the invitation's out. He was sort of like, you know, as anxious about it as we are, I think. But we did give them, you know, the invitation. And they, of course, graciously wanted to come and agreed to come. But not only that, we had asked them, not in return for coming, but just ask them because we thought it would be such an honor for us if they would sign our certificate. And they didn't even, you know, think twice about it. They said, yes, absolutely. They did it. And they did sign it immediately following the ceremony.
And you said, you know, you put on social media this picture of, look, there's a former president, George H.W. Bush, in his wheelchair.
Right.
You know, this is in 2013. That's him signing my license. And bam, I mean, it just went viral.
Yes.
And Helen, I mean, when you did that, you know, what was the spirit of it? Was it a political statement? What was it for you?
Oh, gosh. None of it was political ever. It was just the joy from our wedding and the excitement from the day and just wanting to share with my friends that, you know, that we had gotten married and had a wonderful ceremony.
Yeah. And what happened?
Shortly after I posted that picture, we got on an airplane and flew to London and spent some time sightseeing. And it was quite a while before we got back online and looking at Facebook and email and that kind of thing. And there were just all of a sudden we had realized that the whole thing had gone viral. And people were reaching out from all corners of the world trying to reach us. It was quite something. It was pretty surprising.
Well, especially since for many people, George W. Bush, the now late president's son, was against gay marriage. George H.W. Bush, a big defender of family, you know, family first, had always been his saying. And I think many in the Republican Party were surprised at his support. Were you?
No. I mean, we're just Helen and Bonnie, and we own the store, and people come in and out, and they see us, and they know us, and I think really very few people really thought about, oh, it's a gay wedding. It was the big thing, and it was really just about knowing two people that had been together for a long time and that were now getting married.
Yeah.
There was nothing political meant by it. And I think for 41, he just wanted to come and be a part of it because we were friends and community members. And so that it was really done for that reason. And as I said to Bonnie when we were talking to different news media, that if we can make a difference for one person, then it's all worth it.
So, Bonnie, did the Bushes ever speak about their being there and you having a same-sex wedding, or was it not even brought up?
No, it just really wasn't. I mean, I know the media, you know, of course, went right after them and wanted to find out if it was a political statement, and they said, you know, we went to a wedding of our friends, and because we don't make a big deal out of things, it's sort of like, you know, we're just happened to be two people that got married, and it just so happens we're same sex, and it's, to us, it's not, I mean, we just don't make a thing out of it.
I know, Bonnie, that you and Helen are going to the memorial service.
Correct.
And it would probably seem obvious to say goodbye to a friend.
Right. And we're first going to the Capitol and stand in line like everyone else. I mean, there's nothing about that gets us to the head of the line or any faster, mm-hmm. but we're more than wanting to honor him. So we're going to do that. And then on Wednesday, we are going to Andrews Air Force Base to the departure ceremony for him departing back to Houston. And yes, to say goodbye. I mean, it's been kind of a whirlwind. Mm. I think it's been that for everyone and all the planners. All of a sudden, it, like anything, that's whether it's a family death or like this, it's, you know, it will be after the fact, well after, when all the dust settles, as they say, that then you'll be able to go, oh, geez, mm-hmm. you know, he's gone. He's not ever coming back to our, you know, his town, our town. And that's when I think this summer we'll really acknowledge it. Not having Barbara here for the first time was a big loss for everybody as well.
And Helen, jumping off what Bonnie said, you know, going to Washington, and as everybody's debating the legacy of the man as a president and a politician, what will you be thinking?
You know, thinking about how much he taught us about decency and kindness and thinking of others first and the service part, the volunteerism. And to me, that's a huge part of who he is. And as well, just remembering his letter writing. He and Barbara both wrote letters to people all the time. And I think it's a bit of a lost art. And if we could each write a letter, one a week, this world would be a better place. And President Bush was also about relationships. I mean, that's how the Cold War ended. It was a result of relationships that he had formed. And something that he did so naturally and effortlessly, it would be a nice thing to emulate.
That's Helen Thorgelson. She and her wife, Bonnie Clement, are the owners of HB Provisions, the general store in Kennebunkport, Maine, and have the distinction of having George H.W. Bush be the witness to their marriage, signing their license. Helen, Bonnie, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.